lady performed. The ones when I was a young boy. I have seen several. They used to have messengers running from village to village, and I have watched several of these activities. And also, they used to let us hold Eskimo dances. And from that, I've learned several dances. I have many stories to tell, but and also yesterday I did not have time to put my comments in concerning the houses. The houses in Kenya, they did not have sod houses in Kenya because there was no sod but only clay. Their entrance ways were much larger, and some of them had and also underneath the entrance way there would be a place to store food. And also there I've lived in houses or saw houses that had cuttocks, which are it's a hole dug into the ground so that the entrance way is at a lower place than the actual house. Concerning the Eskimo dancers. Oh, I've probably been talking about the topics that I should not be have been talking about. People who did not have parents led a life of hardship during the time of the flus. Life was hard during those times. We suffered much then. In Kenya, people used to prepare for the winter during the spring. They would gather sod. But concerning the songs, I don't know how you want them. I would like to wait until I understand more of what's expected before. And then I will come forth again. Let's not procrastinate too much. Our time is running short. Concerning these ducks. We have heard a song concerning one duck. My name is Jane Namnik. Once there were these people. Oh. Okay, now these young people here want us to perform for them. They want to learn how the songs were composed, what's the basis for the songs. And this is a question that they are asking of us. And my father used to compose songs. His name is Namnik, and I know he used to compose songs. I knew this as a young boy when I first used to hear the songs. I used to follow him to the Eskimo dances, and it was at the time when Gutjirak had his house by the stream. It had an upstairs. Their house had was just a two-story house. And I lived at the time when they had, I lived in an area where they had sod houses. And I would follow my father and watch the older people dance with Gutjirak by the stream. They are, Iglokbarut is the place called at, where Charlie Brower lived, where they made wooden houses, although there were sod houses interspersed with the wooden houses. This occurred during our childhood time. There they would sing songs. The older people would sing songs and dance. And then while they were doing Eskimo dances, they started performing motion dances. It was at the time when Mr. Akivek was one of the people, the white men there, and they used one side of the school building. This was also happened during the time when Mikilik was a person who could not speak probably another Eskimo language. And they lived in Nubuk, and this during the winter fall they would come to Faro, and my father used to compose songs. And while we were living in Pulayak, they used to compose songs thinking of the Christmas season. Okay, it was when the people started gathering together. This occurred during the Christmas season. I have heard some of them, but I have not learned them. My father used to perform a lot of dances and also do a lot of motion dances. I used to be ashamed of performing these, or bashful about performing some of these dances. This was to my own unfortunate. This was most unfortunate for me because it occurred during a time that I should have learned the songs. My shyness or my bashfulness prevented me from doing this. But also there was another man named Salak who was much smarter than I, who learned the songs and dances. But the Eskimo dancers used to sing a song and dance that my father composed, and they used to perform these dances for when the white men first came, for the white men. He's rambling on, so as a young boy doing some of these Eskimo dances, and right now I will form one of them, because it is a song that has spread amongst other villages. I watched them as a young boy. Now I will sing it. I think I sang the wrong one. This is, I did not finish it, but this was a motion dance. I've always wanted to learn the motions to this song, but then I used to watch this person that was from St. Lawrence Island. He was named Angat Kok. Oh, these were the people that overwintered at Nuvuk. They were called the people who could not talk. The ship was iced, it had two masts. And this Angat Kok used to dance going up and down the coast. This is as far as I can tell. This is Savanachina. This is where Takalak, Dupinahaluk, since they've asked us to for songs and also string game songs, I will sing some songs. I had not thought of composing songs, although I have been a member of a dance group, but during one of our trips to Fairbanks, our leader that big man who has a wife, McLean, Brian McLean asked me to compose a welcome song that we can use when we went up to Barrow. So I composed a song for the first time, although I am not a composer. I composed this welcome song. I will sing it once. This is the first song that I have composed, and the other one is he's talking about a Tory, and it's a big ship that where the end, both ends are identical, and we did not have a rudder. And another person and I were maneuvering this boat, and when we wanted to turn, we'd swing to one side, and then when we wanted to go straight, we'd just sit straight up. And we tried to prevent ourselves from going into one river, but then eventually we went in, despite our efforts not to go in, by swinging to one side, trying to turn the boat. You remember seeing the dancers when they go, one dancer goes beneath the legs of another dancer. This is the song that goes with the motions. This is one of the songs for the Ayaha. And in Fairbanks, a preacher, while we were praying, the preacher was reading and the lay preacher was acting out the story. And when they asked me to sing, I sang, because since they wanted to hear the music I composed using the saw. After playing the saw, they said to me, they said that I can compose a song using the Bible verses. When they said that to me, I was hesitant and... But going back to Wainwright, I informed the elders and also the deacons and said, told them that they wanted me to compose a song using Bible verses. I was very hesitant and doubtful about doing this, but Samuel Simmons told me it was fine for me to go ahead and do this, because to him, songs are for the enjoyment of the soul and for to give pleasure to people. And you remember Simon Peter, and after there's Savior had gone to heaven, he went back to his livelihood of fishing and told the disciples that he was going to go fishing. And the others said that they would go with him, and they tried, fished, but they could not catch any. And then their master appeared and said to them and told them to cast it on the right side. And then you remember that they caught many fish. I do not call Simon Peter by his name, but I call him the great fisherman. I did not want to make this a long song, but this was composed using the Bible verses, and it was at the time when they could not catch fish that their master appeared and asked them if they had any fish, and when they said that they didn't have any fish, he told them to cast it on the right side. And this is another song that I have composed. Since the Abera people had composed a song, I made the other to it, making it into a motion dance. I made a second verse for the song. That is the song. This is a song that I have gotten from other people and made it into a motion dance. Then, when we went to Tariq, I heard they informed me. I had heard rumors about this, but the village is they told us that the village, the dance group coming from each village would have to sing their own songs and not sing the songs of the other villages, but they would have to perform their own songs. When we went to Tequila Point Hope, when we went to the fair, we sang other songs, other people's songs, other religious songs, but they had not really informed us officially that we could not do this. And when I went home from Point Hope, when I heard about it more clearly, they said that the they told us that we had not done wrong, that we had not done properly singing their songs. And then when we went back to Wainwright, we composed, went back to Wainwright, I composed three songs. And Oscar told me here, said he had been trying to compose songs, but he could not, about the ABCD of it. And then he told me to compose a song. When I went home, I began to compose, and this is the song, these are the songs that the our helpers learned after we came back from Point Hope. This is the song that Oscar had asked me to compose. And the other one is this was composed at the time when we were preparing to go to the Eskimo Olympics to Fairbanks. And the other stanza is
I'm
another one of the songs I composed that won't be the last one. Composed. I wanted to do the motion dance along with these songs, but since this was a time for singing the songs, I had just sung them without the motion. This is where Nirvana. I have written the Inupiaq words down on this sheet of paper. In my own writing system, he said. I would like to say something. I am not a singer, but listening to these people who have been singing here, and also singing the old songs, ancient songs, or as well as the new songs. I can sing some old songs concerning motion dances, and I also know that it is a means of expressing joy and pleasure. And I have some motion dance songs which I own. I have them, but I will sing other songs which our ancestors had that I remember. It was the old people at that time towards Canada. The people who came from the east, from the west, were called, people who came from Barrow used to be called Kivalinya. They said when the people from Barrow went up towards Canada, when they go to our place, the young people, the young men would get ready to lead the activities at Nirlik. When the visitors, when the people came for a big gathering, they would prepare their dances. And I will sing a short one that one of the young men composed. It is not very long. That is the length of the song. Then telling its story, there was a man during the winter, he would try to get as many skins. But the song, when he got the number of skins that he wanted, then he would say, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he made a song concerning his counting system. Whether they were wolverines, wolves, any type of skin, when he got 5, then he would sing the song using the song to count his skins. And this was, here is another song that I would like to sing to accompany the first one. During this summer, they used to go downriver using skin boots during the summer when the migration of the caribou was the timing was good. Then they would go downriver with the skin boat, and sometimes the skin boat had a mask, and then we would use this to when there was a wind, but we could also have a rope attached to the boat so we could tow it. And while they were doing this activity, a man composed a song. I will sing the song now. Oh, this happened when he broke his the pole that he used to push the boat, and he made the song concerning this incident. And then moving to another group of songs, I have others. At that time, the story of the Oye Vaksat, and I have heard it concerning this, that the people who will be coming around the bend knew that they also knew about the people who would come, the dead people who would come to life. And one of the men up in Canada, towards Canada, while he was living, he had a very bad disposition. He was always hateful towards others, and during the course of his life, he began to think of murdering people, and he has heard about the people who will be coming around the bend, the Oye Vaksat. And when this was during the winter, when it has become dark, he went out to the Qarwe. He began to wait by the entrance of the Qarwe. While he was waiting outside of the Qarwe, he heard some people singing. From there, he heard some people just singing out in the outside area. He listened to them for a while. He could tell that they were happy and cheerful, but he could not see them, although he tried to see who they were. Then it was at that moment that the hatefulness of that man went away. It wasn't his hatefulness was taken away by the singing of this group, and his feelings of anger ceased, and he left the Qarwe area without killing anyone. And this is the story related to the Oye Vaksat that they were talking about yesterday. I am Samuel Kunamana. I am Rock Ikuana, people in Vera know me. They have asked us to sing these songs, and also want us to tell who composed the songs, if we can tell, and and the songs that we sing nowadays are numerous, and a lot of people know them, and they know who composed the songs and whether the song is motion dance or not. A lot of people have this already fixed in their minds, but although there may not be other people, a lot of people who do not know the information. So each of us know who composed which song and where it came from. But but I would like to sing and tell about a song that I have heard from my mother. My mother, as I became conscious of my surroundings, I learned used to sing. I did not know my father very well. He was from Wainwright. They used to say that he sang, but I used to listen to my mother singing. She used to sing songs that were not from this area, but from that other area, from the southern area. I have not heard these two songs from another person that I am going to sing before you. If I am not wrong, that they say these songs were for Nakaktok. And we have people who are from Olinak, from other area, from to eastern area. They will probably recognize some of these songs. Through their songs, the people of long ago used these songs for entertainment, for pleasure. And they made these songs very humorous and entertaining. And after listening to a song that had been sent to them, then they would compose another song to answer a song that had been sent to them from another village. We do not use this purpose for our songs nowadays, but this was a custom that they had long ago. When my mother tells of this person who got a lot of meat, and also, Nikkak is the name of a person, but this, he was the father of two people that you know from this area. He had someone that he corresponded with in Point Hope. He was blind, and he was the father of Roy. He used to send, compose songs and go back, send them back and forth. I don't know who this person Kalunik is from, but he was part of this group. And one day, he had been expecting visitors and wanted visitors for, and he had been waiting for them and expecting them, but they had not arrived yet, and he was getting impatient and tired of waiting for them. And they were taking their time arriving. In the meantime, he composed a song, and I will sing it. Yeah. The people who are from the southern western area are probably laughing, or they've recognized these songs, or they recognize this song. I have seen Niqabtok, but I didn't. Here's another one I will sing that I know. This is also a song composed by Niqabtok. I have learned other songs, but I do not know who the composers are. I have heard songs composed by the father of this man here, but I have forgotten them. But I will sing this other one. It is called Takbilal Utkut. When they were this family together would work, help each other using their anwaqs, their charms, their amulets, and they would do things to each other using their amulets. And during the course of these activities, at one time when the area towards the southwestern area of them was very dark and contained heavy clouds that looked were storm clouds, he composed this song. To the people that he exchanged song with in another village. And he composed this song concerning the when he saw the dark clouds in the horizon, the direction that his friends were supposed to come from. And this was composed in jest, but also keeping in mind the amulets that were being used against him by the others. And this is a song that was acquired from my mother-in-law, the mother of my mother-in-law, Barak. I learned it from her. I will sing it now, and this is Akubak's song. We used to listen to the people from Point Barrow and Barrow when they'd come together, and then when they'd go back and forth, they would leave their boats here when the area up in around the point would freeze up. Before they'd reach Point Barrow, they would stay in the bay areas. We remember the people that, the older people that we knew as young people, then they would make these sunglasses and put, would be like a screen for the eye, but with a little slit. And this person had one of these sunglasses. As he was walking along the Bay Area, it was very windy, and they had stopped there. They had a lot of meat, but they did not have any more white man's food. They had no longer had any tobacco. As he was contemplating this walking along, he realized that he had dropped one of the shields, the other lens, you might say, of his sunglasses. And he had not realized this, and this song is about that.
Yeah.